Joining me now is Annie Cyrus, but before she joins me, let me remind you, again, where would you hear this, folks? This is not something you're going to turn on Fox News and hear that. Ah! Shame on Fox. You would not hear that on Fox News. Fox News would not have on David Breese. He would not have on Annie Cyrus, who's about to join us. They would not have on Laura Loomer. They would not have on David Gobetz, who wrote the book Muslim Mafia. Most of your Christian radio and TV, do you know that? Most Christian radio and television outlets would not have any of these people on and interview them. They're too busy spinning Christian happy talk music. Nothing wrong with good music. But they're pushing out their 7-Eleven song, seven words recited 11 times, some silly shallow mantra. They don't want to even talk about the issues because that's controversial, so they just spin a lot of Christian happy music. And then those that will do any talking, well, they don't want to say this, so they resort to just Christian happy talk. So I'm telling you right now, the network I'm on, VCY America, they let me on the air. They let Usama on the air. They let Matt Staver, my guest last hour, on the air. They're one of the few networks out there that actually have Christian talk radio and Bible teaching, but that is rare in Christian TV and radio today. Many of them today would never talk about these issues because that wouldn't be loving, don't you know? Oh, that's divisive, don't you know? That's intolerant, don't you know? And so sadly, we have been fighting for decades for the battle and of the mind and heart of so-called Christians. And yet, who is it that's going to come after the Christians harder than you can imagine? The very people we've been warning about, the Islamists, the Marxists. And yet, who has been condemning us for warning about the Marxists and the Islamists? Many Christian leaders. Here we are trying to say, you are at risk. You are at risk. Your families are at risk. Your granddaughters, your daughters, your wife, they're at risk. Your freedoms, your religious liberty, your right to assemble, your right to have a church. Yeah, even with all the Christian happy talk, guess what? When they get into power with Sharia, they will burn your church to the ground. And if you don't believe me, go talk to my friend Usama Dakdak, born and raised in Egypt, knows the Quran like the back of his hand, knows Arabic. His daddy planted churches all over Egypt. They destroyed and burned many of them down. Even the ones he had, they had to fight to keep them open. They had to literally turn their church into their house so that when the authorities would show up, they could say, this is our house. And they'd have to build their house and spread their house throughout the building. Here's our kitchen. Here's our living room. Here's the bathroom. And they happened to have this big area where people could come and meet. This is our house, don't you know? Well, it was a church hiding as a house, or a house hiding the church, a house church. So those loving, peaceful Muslims, when they took over Egypt, they didn't want the churches and the Christians. They would drag them out at night and say they had to recite the Shahada, convert to Islam. And if they didn't, they would rape their wife and daughters in front of them. And even then, they would not convert and they would behead them. These are your loving, peaceful Islamists when they take over. And Muhammad told them that. Be peaceful when you're the minority, but then lower the boom when you're the majority. And who have been fighting? Who have we been fighting? The useful idiots within evangelicalism. Not calling someone a name, that's a historical term by Lenin. The useful idiots in evangelicalism that say that what we're saying is not loving. You know what's loving? Speaking the truth so you can save people. That's loving. So let me ask you again, where would you hear this if not here? If you appreciate what we're doing, would you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66, B66. Use the promo code B66 to save up to 66% on any of the 110 products. Yep, tonight I'm back to wearing my favorite slippers. My pillow slippers, nice big thick heel, but this is the magic right here. This is soy technology. I don't understand it all. I know it's somehow soy technology, but what I do know is if your dogs are barking at the end of a day, after you wear dress shoes all day, you're going to put these suckers on and you're going to be quite happy. And you ought to try them out. They make a great gift for yourself or a spouse or a family member or whoever. Man, you guys should definitely be doing your birthday shopping for people, anniversary shopping, birthday presents. This is the slippers were out. They were out of stock. They got them back in, thousands of them back in stock last week. You ought to use the code B66 and get yourself a nice pair of slippers. A nice pair of slippers. You'll love them. I'm seriously, when I got these a few months ago, put them on, I was like, oh my word. You doubt me? Go get a pair. Put them on. Tell me you don't agree. Then there's the sheets, the pillows, the towels, the blankets, the dog beds. A great way to support us and get something in return. I love that idea. Not just asking for money. It's a great way to get something you need anyway. Sheets, towels, blankets, pillows, dog beds, slippers, bathrobes. You need these things anyway. They wear out. You got to get new ones. You're buying something you need anyway. You're getting them at a great price, up to 66% discount when you use the code B66. And you're supporting this TV network because a big percentage of each purchase comes back to support and keep this TV show going, this network going. Now, we have the code L66 that supports the whole network. But then Mike said last week, let's use the code B66 so we can know how many of your supporters really like your show. How many are really listening and watching? And we can tell, hey, you got a big audience over there, House. And they like you and they're supporting what you're doing. So not only are you supporting the MyPillow people, the MyPillow employees, not only are you supporting the TV network, but you're supporting the continuation of this show in this two-hour slot with these great guests that I bring you when you use the promo code B66. Tweet it, text it, email it, Facebook. Tell your friends, support conservative, real conservative TV and get something in return for your support when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, wait, not Annie yet? Uh-oh, we just lost Annie. She was just there, and then we lost her. Well, we got to get her back. We don't need Annie lost. Let me tell you something while I bring up something on my computer here, because Annie sent me some stuff by email real quick, so I want to bring those up while he's getting hurt. But let me tell you, while my head is turned, I know it's not polite to look away from you, but I got to find what she sent me. But let me tell you real quickly about my Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up October 15, 16, 17. Okay, October 15, 16, 17 is my 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Speakers, do you have a graphic for this, Logan? Our speakers are all live in person. General Michael Flynn in the building, speaking Friday night. Lieutenant Cleve McCleary, lost an eye and an arm in Vietnam, speaking Friday night. Mike Lindell in the building, speaking Friday night. Luncheon on Saturday is optional. The luncheon is optional. Keynote speaker, General Flynn. That is almost sold out. If you want to be a part of the luncheon on Saturday, October 15th, you might want to get registered for that. It's almost sold out. Keynote speaker, General Michael Flynn. We also have with us on Friday night, Saturday, and then half day Sunday, Dr. Andy Woods, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You guys know who she is, right? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Oh, yeah. If you don't, you can watch her TV show that I produce at WVWTV.com. WV, as in worldview, WVWTV.com. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be with us. Kevin Freeman, host of the Economic War Room. And historian Bill Federer. All live, in person, Friday night, October 15th, Saturday, October 16th, half day Sunday, done by noon on Sunday, the 17th. Now, the banquet concert is optional. There's a banquet concert on Thursday night. That's optional. Now, we did this last year. If you go to the website, you say, whoa, optional concert, what's that all about? Yeah, my Worldview Weekend Foundation does a banquet concert on Thursday night. And if you go to wvwtv.com/live concert, show that screen, Logan. If you go to wvwtv.com/live concert, you can see some of our concert from last year. I started out as a classically trained tenor and fell into this. But I still do sing and put out an album about every 2 years. We do a banquet concert on Thursday night. It's optional, full details. But if you want to see what the optional concert is like, let me play a little bit of this for you. Let's give you an idea. Wait a minute, let me move it forward. Hang on.
I can have peace. I can have joy. Bearing shame. It's coffee mood in my place. Condemned, he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. ransom me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life, for I believe in God.
All right, so that gives you a little bit of the idea what the banquet on Thursday night is like. It's an optional banquet again Thursday night, as is the luncheon on Saturday. And then there's the conference itself, Friday night, Saturday, half day, Sunday. But if you'd like to watch that full concert, by the way, it's free. You can go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert and watch all of the concert that I did last year for free. wvwtv.com/liveconcert. I'll be doing all new this year, and we'll film it, turn it into another television special. And a bunch of our donors, a bunch of our top donors, about 3,000 of you, just got my latest album in the mail in the last few weeks, absolutely free. I do a new album about every 2 years. And again, that's how I started out, fell over into the writing and speaking, and but I still do one or two concerts a year. So if you'd like to be a part of that fundraising foundation concert banquet on Thursday night at Lake of the Ozarks, you can find out the full details for that. That is filling as well at wvwtv.com/Ozark. So the conference is filling with General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Andy Wood, Sherry Tenpenny, Kevin Freeman, and Bill Federer. It's and Cleve McClary. It's filling fast. wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks, the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we appreciate all the updates you've been bringing us, and I went to my email a while ago to bring up what you were sending, and here is the latest screenshot.
Before you put anything on a screen, can I just take 30 seconds here?
Yes.
Because I was listening to your last guest while I was in the waiting room. And I just want to say, not only it is so amazingly encouraging to hear what he was saying, and then afterwards what you were saying. And I just want to make sure, because it's just my habit, you know, I got to show it. I got to prove it. If you don't mind, I'm going to actually back his statement with facts, right there. Okay. I'll let you read it because my accent is going to get in the way. This is Quran chapter 4, verse 171. You can see it right on top left-hand side. Brandon, you read the translation first.
Okay, now where am I supposed to be looking to see this?
You should be seeing it on inside of my camera. I just put it
on. Oh, you know what? I don't have a camera shot. I don't have a shot of you. Logan can see you, but I can't see you. You want to tell me what it says, Logan? I'll repeat
okay.
it. No, your English is fine. You read it.
Okay, so it basically says, O people of the scripture, do not commit excess in your religion or say about Allah except the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, was but a messenger of Allah, and his word, which he directed to Mary, and a soul created at a command from him. So believe in Allah and his messenger, and do not say three.
So they deny the Trinity.
There you go. Chapter 4, verse 171 is what where the proof is that the Jesus of Islam is not our Lord and Savior.
And that's what they teach, just as David Boreas was saying, right?
Exactly.
Annie's website, by the way, is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Now, I don't know if I'm supposed to take these in any particular order. Can she see my screen? I know I can't see her. Can she see my screen? So, Annie, yes. What is this first graphic you sent me to show the audience tonight?
Oh, this one. So, this is a tweet that was tweeted by one of the members of Taliban, written in language of Pashto, informing everyone that a ceremony is being put together in the presidential palace for inauguration or ceremony of the new Islamic government of Taliban. The pictures you're seeing, I also send you the pictures separately, just in case if it's a little confusing. What you're seeing is the upcoming flags of Afghanistan under the Islamic government of Taliban. It is exactly the same flag as ISIS, just reversed in color. The background is white, the writing is black, where to ISIS is background black, writing white. The writing is exactly the same thing in Arabic, saying there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, also known as the Shahada.
All right, what's this next slide we're seeing here, Annie?
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to try to be very polite on this one. This one was was a tweet put out by Bilal Karimi. I have talked about Bilal before with you. He's one of the spokesperson and also member of Taliban, where he tweeted saying, I am in Kabul thanks to Allah. And thanks to Allah, pardon me as I'm just a translator here, the filthy and impure Americans are gone, and America, the occupier, has left our beautiful nation, the Afghanistan.
All right. So pull away from my camera so I can get the next one, Logan. You want to comment on that while I grab the next graphic?
Yes. How far Biden administration is going to make friends with the enemy? It is so sad, heartbreaking, and embarrassing. When I saw that tweet, for a few minutes, I was shocked. And it was tweeted on August 30th. So it was day before yesterday. And I was like, wow. These are the same people that we trusted to keep Americans safe. They are calling us filthy. The same thing their Quran calls us. The same thing their prophet called us. Filthy Americans. We trusted them, and we still trust them with the remaining Americans in Kabul, where they are publicly. Let's not mention the fact that, by the way, when somebody, if ever someone like me would tweet and say, filthy Afghans or filthy Talibans, my tweet would be taken down and my account would be banned permanently. But it's okay for Taliban, the terrorist group, to put this tweet up, and it stays up. And nobody can complain, because that was standards. But that's what we're being referred to by Taliban. And we're still supposed to believe that the innocent Americans left behind, or Afghan allies of us left behind, are in good hands. They're safe there. How are we supposed to be feeling that? How are we safe when they look at us as filthy, Brennan?
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's play a video. I think this is a video she sent me. I'm seeing this all for the first time because she sent all this to me while we were on the air. Here we go. Watch this. All right, Annie, what was he just telling all of them?
Well, he started with congratulations for the victory, and they're of course chant Allah Akbar. All praise and glory goes to Allah for giving Taliban the victory they have. And then at the end, he goes with, we will patiently rebuild our momentum and power. We will patiently rebuild peace in Afghanistan. And we are thankful again. We are thankful the occupiers are out. We're thankful we're free again. We is Taliban, just everybody knows. He's not referring to Afghan citizens. It's about Taliban. And if you notice on the video, it's a photo op as well. And every one of those Taliban soldiers are wearing American gears.
Yes.
All of those is what we left behind, people. They are, again, mocking us. They are chanting Allahu Akbar, wearing our soldiers' gears. This is where we are today as Americans, as America. Taliban gets to make fun of us.
Let's play the next clip. Here's another one. Some of that looked like American Humvees or something, right?
Yes, sir. Do you remember last week we were on and I said, I have heard news that some of our weaponries left behind are making their way into Iran?
Yes.
The video you were watching was filmed inside a small town in Iran.
Is that it? Is that the weaponry?
That is the weaponry.
I lost your audio, Logan.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going. Okay. Keep going.
Perfect. So I wanted you to play this video just in case if anybody had doubts that our sources are credible. Those weapons were going to Iran, and they are officially in Iran now.
Wow. All right, let's go to the next clip. Yeah, you want to say something while I set up the next, while I grab the next one?
Yes. I want to say, trust me, it's not going to take them long to engineer all of those weapons. It's not going to take them long to have the advanced technology we have of night visions. And it's not going to take long until Hamas is using these weapons against Israel. And Hezbollah is using it against Bahrain, Qatar, and Kuwait.
Let's go to the next clip.
Taliban supporters held a mock U.S. funeral, parading coffins draped with American and NATO flags to celebrate the withdrawal of the last U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
British flags, American flags, NATO flags, coffins. I'm getting an echo, Logan. But clearly they're planning on having coffins with Americans or American soldiers. I would guess Americans of any kind in those coffins. It's kind of symbolism. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I'm kind of looking at this as symbolism as to declaring jihad on these nations that represent those flags, correct?
Absolutely. And also, they are mocking, again, they are mocking our soldiers that came home in coffins.
Mm.
That's another thing they're doing. And again, it's all so frustrating to know all of this, look at it all day long, translate it all day long, and then watch Biden administration get on camera and talk about how they're getting ready to talk to Taliban. They told Taliban they need to put together inclusive government. I just can't wrap my head around all of this.
No, a lot of us can't, Annie. Any other closing report for let folks know about your website again?
Yes. The website is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Here's the last thing I want to say. I just released an interview with Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch today. Go watch it. This isn't just in Afghanistan. In last 4 days, the Islamic activities, jihad, has skyrocketed globally. We had recently, as of yesterday, in Arizona, a full family was arrested for trying to kidnap a family member and kill her in name of honor killing because she had an American boyfriend. And a mom in Colorado put out a video yesterday saying how happy he is that Taliban is in power and how happy he is and all Muslims should be that Islam, the deen of Islam, Sharia, is being implemented on earth.
In fact, let me play a little of that. Look at that. Here it is.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ
وَرَسُولُهُ. I won't play anymore, but you can find the full interview, but there it is, Jihad Watch. Colorado imam defends Sharia and the Taliban. If I go back to Jihad Watch, jihadwatch.com.org, jihadwatch.org. Robert Spencer, our buddy. Here's Robert Spencer interviewing Annie Cyrus right here. You'll find that at jihadwatch.org. But you're saying, Annie, that since the Americans caved, since the Biden administration, I should say, caved to the Taliban in Afghanistan, terrorist attacks around the globe have gone up.
Absolutely. All the jihadis are empowered. They, as Robert Spencer said on the video today with me, he said, they all take this victory given to them by Allah. So they're just going to start going at it. There are reports after reports, again, all found on jihadwatch.org. Every country, you turn your head, they're doing their attacks. And also the female Lyft driver who was killed by the Muslim man in,
Texas.
There you go. That was 3 days ago, correct?
Yep.
As you said, we said, oh, we're too scared of Taliban. We're just going to make deal with them. We made deal with terrorists. So all Islamic terrorists out there got a green light. They're going. They're doing it. Pay attention. Please be careful. You see any unusual activity, especially with your local mosque. And here's the main thing to look for. If it's prayer time and only men show up and they don't announce the prayer call before the prayer time, it's not a prayer time, it's a meeting time. Please pay attention to what's happening to your local mosques right now, because those imams in mosques are the only people who can give a green light for a jihad.
And we just heard a call, you guys were reporting that a Colorado imam is celebrating Taliban.
Yes. We got to be very careful. We have to pay attention. And this is the time you got to get educated. And again, on liveuptofreedom.com, I have been receiving wonderful, supportive, and encouraging emails from you. You have questions. If something is concerning you about your local mosque, don't hesitate. Write me. I'll answer you. I promise. I am really concerned that we need to pay attention to what is happening inside America, especially our local mosques.
Absolutely. I'm going to put you on the spot. Put you on the spot, Annie. When are we going to get your TV show going? Because, you know, we've been offering Annie a TV show for a while. We want to film and produce her TV show as we do many others over at WVWTV.com, where I produce a lot of TV shows. You'll find them at WVWTV.com. Annie, we got to get your TV show going on over there.
Yes, I promise you we will get that going. Right now, between our special programming for September 11 and keeping up with Afghanistan, it's a little hectic, but I promise you the third week of September or sometime there, we're going to start working on a schedule on that.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you got a lot to teach, and we want to give you a platform to do it. But in the meantime, you keep coming back here, giving us updates. We appreciate it. And folks can find you at liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Thank you for being with us, Annie.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And I will let you know as soon as I have more updates.
Absolutely. We're just bringing her on every night if we have to, folks, because this is getting, well, it's getting out of hand, actually. And it is dangerous, very dangerous time.